how the abode.
Krishna, that state is abode of all gopis. Three.
That is why he cannot leave for a moment that state.
So, panatadehinam, papakarsanam.
Yeah.
One should be clear. Pranatadehinam papakarsanam. Up to this. So, seventh.
So he is, Vishwanath Chakravarti is narrating this, that a story, that any friend has gone to any another friend. And if he is telling that, oh friend, I'm going to market because you have come, and I want to give you so much delicious, these all preparations. I want to bring, what, rasamalai, or malpua, or anything. Then you say no use of bringing. Oh, I should bring. I know that you like all these things, so I must. Then it is.
It reduces
with love. So if Gopita telling that you want us to enjoy, and for that enjoyment we want to quench your thirst for enjoyment, then prem will be less. So they are so vidagdha, so chatur in form, that they can defeat Krishna also. Sometimes Krishna cannot imagine what mood is hidden in their heart. So he goes, follows gopis. And that is why Krishna became outside and was following gopis when they were crying and telling all these things. Only to hear all these things. So pranata dehinam, Krishna is telling, gopis are telling that your lotus should keep on or bare. But Krishna is telling this is sinful act. Anyone should not do. And dharma comes from us. Dharma follows me. And saptasya jonim nihitam cha satte. Satya has come direct from me. Satya is pratishthit in me, lives in me. Satya comes from me, and always I am adhisthatri devata of prem. Understanding?
Yeah.
Adhisthatri devata of that Satya. So, I am Satya. I am murti of Satya. Yeah. So, I cannot do what is sinful act. If I will do jajjad acharate sesta, tattad eva itarojana, jasad jat pramanam kute, lokastadanu uvasati. So I cannot do. All will begin to do like so. Then gopis are telling, pranata dehinam papakarsham. If anyone takes the shelter of your name, what is your thought? Your name, your pastime, remembering you, then every sense goes away easily. In Srimad Bhagavatam, so many times it has been told that every kind of thing goes away by only chanting as Ajamit Upakhyan. And if anyone touches the, your lotus foot feet, then any no smell of pap will sin will be there. Now we have come and we have surrendered your lotus feet, so it will not be any sin in us. Krishna tells that that sin will come in me, but they are telling, if you touch by your feet to anyone like Ajamil, Jagai, Madhai and all others, then that sin goes away. How it is that all sin will come to you? I have seen any ISKCON devotee that if Guru takes any disciple, then he has to take all the evils and sins of all disciples. So if there are thousand and lakhs of disciples, then what Guru will do? He will do, sink in the ocean of sin.
What to do?
What they should do? You can advise.
You are saying that it's not true. That concept is obviously not true.
He has not to take all the sins. But by remembering Gurudev's lotus feet, all sins burns.
Yeah. Yeah.
No smell of sin and all thing anything is, which the Guru has to take. He had nothing to take. All sins burns and all Shubh comes in him.
But if he doesn't perfectly remember the lotus feet of his guru, what happens?
No question of what perfectly. Anyhow, he wishes only, then it goes away. But guru should be guru.
Yeah. But when you say guru, what do you mean by guru?
Guru should be guru, qualified guru. Today.
That's why I put it on a
Pranata Dehinam. Seventh. You have gone up to Pap Karshanam. Pranatadehinam papakarshanam Srinacharanugam Srinitetanam. And you have read, everything has come. Srinacharanugam. Gopis are telling that you should keep your lotus feet on our body. Then Krishna is telling that your body is so hard, I am fearing to put my very soft lotus foot on your breast. Then they are telling that Trina Charanugam. Trina Chara Anu Trina Charanuga. Trina Chara, those who graze grass, but especially here for cows. Cows graze on mountains also, very hard places also, and the places were up and down, it may be thorns there. So they are telling that yes, in comparison to your lotus feet, or part, this part is certainly so much kathor, hard. But we see that you are, your that lotus feet are trina chara anuga. Anuga means to follow. So, if you can go to very hard places like mountains, and where there are thorns, and where there are patthar, small stones, and your lot of feet feel they are very happy, then why our breast is not so hard as a stone and all these things. So we think that you are only pretending. So we want to put that. Krishna may told that Krina Chara Anuga. Ji Goswami has given this meaning. Trinachar, many cows and all animals, less wisdom or no wisdom. Sometimes, if a man gives so many good, sweet rasagulla, pantuva, or rabdi, or anything he gives to cows, they only smell and but grass, whether it will be dry or anything, they will like to take it. Or if these animals, cows or anything, nearer to slaughterhouse and only grass is given to them, they used to quarrel themselves to take only this little grass. They are not knowing that at once they will have to go there and they will be murdered. So they only for this thing, little thing, they are quarreling. But they are not doing anything to protect their life. So, if Krishna tells that you are anabhigya, anabhigya means you are not so much buddhi, intelligent. You are agya, unintelligent. So, I cannot keep my feet on your breast because in your heart there are so many malice, kaam and all these things, and if I will keep, they will at once what? Aa jayega usme bhav. Transferred. In India you know that Brahmins cannot sit to eat in a line with others. Understand? Why? Because in a line if anyone sits to eat or sits in for anything, it may be that all the bad qualities will come to that person.
Same reason the Babaji don't meet with anyone in that Radhakund.
We also. We don't eat with them. With them. And it is so. By Kusanga, all bad evils can come.
By association.
Bad sons. And by satasanga, all vortices come by good association.
Is it by the physical line or is it by the sangha?
Sangha. As there is cholera. Cholera is a disease of chuachut. Chuachut? Mane chulei hoye jaro.
Contagious.
No? Cholera?
Everything.
Something. We don't know, but if you sit together by their breath, it will come. if you take snan anywhere, and that place, if you a bad man is doing snan and he will do bath, then any disease comes. If there is a kerosene oil here, a smell going everyone automatically. So by sadhu sangha, everything will come automatic. So by kusanga, anything will come automatic. Sometimes come by air. Air, by water, and something are of atma, they don't need anything for help, they come automatic. Evil and good. So Krishna tells that you have so many bad things, kaam, vishay bhog, and all burning here. So if I will keep my legs there, feet there, it may come to me.
If someone touches the feet, does it mean automatically that the evil passed from that person?
Certainly.
Automatically.
But if anyone is samartha, like Guru Vaishnava, Acharya, their quality will come in bad person and they will be reformed. But if we are Vaishnava and only in second class or third class, and bhakti is not so much advanced in us, then if anyone takes his head on our feet or touches feet or takes dhuli, then everything will come.
So what should we do to counteract that? How can we counteract that?
We should try to avoid.
And what happens if they grab the feet without our being able to avoid it?
Then it is bound, it is automatically come. His.
So I know, I have answered. We will grab your feet, and then all of the bad things will go
where
away.
You have, I am in Mathura, you are in Vrindavan, Bombay.
Manasa. We can do it.
But it will affect anyhow. So our Acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, does not like to be touched her, his feet.
But to give mercy, one may do that if they
to
are...
To qualified person. Not if otherwise this quality will come. He will not take, but yet for others, those who are devotees, by giving remnants also. If this quality person will take remnants, your remnants, then your qualities will go to him and their disquality will come.
Sometimes more in joking amongst our friends, touching each other's feet and things like that.
We are in same category, something, but not these. These qualities are there so much. So it is not a question of ours, but it is a question of others, those who are kami, vishayi, bhogi, and so many disqualities they have. We should avoid, and they should only be thrown some mercy. They should be attracted something very skillfully. If I have read of Srila Prabhupada that a man was drowning a river. Water was so deep. There was no now and anything.
No boat
and anything. And I was on the shore. I was seeing that this person is going on and he is drowning. And he is calling, bachao re, bachao re.
Save me,
save me. I don't know how to swim, and if I will fail to rescue that drowning person, he will catch hold of, and the person who is going to but to save, he will drown first, then that person till both is. So we should do mercy or anything to besides very skillful, very savdhan. Otherwise, guru or chela, dono dub jayenge. Samjha? Kya? Guru pahle dubega, aur chela piche dubega. Kintu chela duba dega guru ko bhi.
Dono niche jayenge.
How did he miss this here?
Certainly, this is. Dharare to amar saans bhi abhi ukhe ke de to but this fact is true. So we should do bhajan very skillfully.
Someone may argue that, just one more point, that we have already accepted someone as a disciple. So, what difference does it make if they get the remnant? Because they've already been accepted as a disciple.
Huh, but Rupa Goswami has told, Sanatana Goswami has told, all our acharyas has told, Namaparat, Bahu Sishya Korbena, you should not do unqualified so many sishya. And if you are doing without any check, who comes, let them be disciples. Then your navy will be.
Bhajan will be
destroyed. They are bound to do anything wrong, disqualified person. And if there are 100 in number, and hundreds are doing some bad things, you will do your bhajan or say that this he is doing so, he is this, doing so, he is this. And so many complaints will come and bother your mind and I'm doing no shishya. But yet so many complaints from here and there, but I get a rescue. That hum to raksha pa jate bhaiya wo unke to guru wo hain. What should I do? But it will not be. It will come to your head. So we should do preaching, also shishya, disciples, carefully, and those who are qualified something. Only one to do Hari Bhajan.
This is why our Guru Maharaj made a stipulation. First, the person must show. He knew the nature of the people around the world. He said, first, for 1 year, they should chant 16 malas and follow the four rules. And after that, if they get the recommendation of their, you know, temple leaders and others, then only he would give them initiation. Even he was careful.
This is like so. And these rules should be strictly followed. Not only for so, but regularly and from heart.
That's the main thing, from the heart. Not just.
Not for only a rule, there is a rule.
In other words, they should not be doing it simply to get initiation, but they should actually have come to the point of doing it from the heart.
I think that so many persons, about 99%, come only for another reason. Only very few percent come only to have bhakti in Krishna. They said that he is going, so I should go. This lady is going, so I should also go.
What to do?
What to do? As our acharya has done, we should do very carefully. Not that anyone comes, give at once, because other will
do it.
Initiate. Competition market. Have you competition? How many is yours is?
About 80.
1 lakh?
He has the whole world worshiping him.
Sometimes if anyone comes to me, I do like this. I am going to make you guru, my guru, because all Brajavasi are guru, so I think that you are guru.
What do they do?
And I sometimes tell it for my core of heart, not only that I am telling them.
We see that when you are dealing with them, that you love them so much.
I cannot treat anyone as a disciple. I will cut jokes, I will do anything, so many things. But you are grave, you have the quality of a acharya. He is very grave.
He is like mountains.
Achha. Then, Krishna is telling that by touching your body, your evil things will come in. And you are agya. Then gopis are telling, we know that we are agya. We are foolish. But not foolish as cows or animals.
Eat grass.
There are no difference between so many good things and grass. We are not so foolish. But we know that we are, to some extent we are. But we are qualified than cows. If you can go follow cows, then what is the harm that you should follow us? And we should keep your... They are in so mood that they are weeping and telling, but we are laughing. We are not feeling all these things with separation. We are following only tark yukti something. But what will be the case when they are telling with Krishna and Krishna is there? Actually. But we know that by reading and reading, by anusilan, one day we'll have some taste and some greed, and we will really hear, we will
experience.
Then he is telling that then Sri Niketana, Sri Niketana, if they are assisting, they are praying again and again to keep it, that Krishna is telling that I cannot keep my this lotus feet on your breast, because your breast is so much decorated with so many golden and so many valuable ornaments. So I cannot keep there. Then gopis are telling, Sri Niketana, we admitted that our breast is decorated with so many ornaments. And we know that your lotus feet is Sri Niketanam. Here the our breast is so much decorated and so much lovely, or so much Sri Sampanna Shobha, very beautiful. But your feet is Niketan of Shobha. All kind of beautiful softness and everything, it is the abode of all these things. And we think that our this Shobha has come out only from your lotus feet. Now we want to make your lotus feet the alankar of my breast. If you keep it, then it will be very, very good ornament for ourselves. So please keep it as ornament. Krishna, here, if gopis are telling, you are not willing to keep your lotus feet in our body, then why do you keep your face to the three hearts? Always Lakshmi ji. Takes the feet of Narayan, lotus feet of Narayan, and keeps it here in heart and always in service. So, if you can keep it there, that why you cannot keep on earth, then Krishna is telling me, why I should keep it in your, because we are gopi, you are gopi. Lakshmi is not gopi, you are gopi. But if staying being gopi, you can keep there, that we have some, what?
Adhikar.
We have some?
Right.
By that bunch, dynasty, we have this right. So you will have to keep it. Here, it has been given explanation that why Lakshmi does not leave for a second or moment the lotus feet of Narayan. Why? Once it has been given a story, perhaps you know, I have told you this story, then what to repeat? You have heard? You have heard so many, not once, twice, so many things. Yes, you also know. Then, in a summary, I can tell that once Narayan went to Bali Maharaj to cheat him and to take anyhow cheating his whole kingdom, Bhur Vah Saha Mahajana Tapasatya, seven loks and seven of lovers, Chauda Bhuvan, and gave it to Indra. Then, by the advice of Brahma and Prahlad Maharaj, Sutal Lok was given to Bali Maharaj. And Krishna Samanam, Narayan told that for Prahlad Maharaj, that you can stay there in Sutal Lok, in the palace of Bali Maharaj. He told him yes. But in the meantime, Prahlad said anything in the ear of Bali Maharaj. And Bali Maharaj was become so much pleased. He told that, you have given me Sutal Lok to Narayan, he told. You have given me Sutal Lok to stay there. I will obey your orders, but I want anything from you. that you should be also there, and that palace has so many doors, about 50 or 49.
52.
I don't remember, but so many. And you'll always, you should be present at each door, so that when I will come or I will go from any door, anywhere, I want to see you, and then you should go. Then he told you, yes, I've given so. So he remained in the palace of Bhavan Maharaj, Bali Maharaj. Time went on. Lakshmi saw that he has gone to chal karne ke liye, to chit Bali, but he has not yet returned. Why he is not coming? Then Narad met him suddenly, and she asked to Narad that where my Prabhu has gone and yet he has not come. Then she told the history, and she told that he has gone to cheat Bali, and Bali has cheated him, and he cannot leave that place forever. Then Lakshmi told that, what should I do? To take a she became an old lady, very beautiful but old, and as a poor Brahmin lady, and she came to the door of Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj was giving dan,
charity.
At the last bench, she saw an old lady was sitting there, and he is not in hurry, everywhere hurry, that I should go first, and should take anything, as usually we see. But he was sitting silently. When everyone went and they got anything, then Bali Maharaj told that, see, this lady is not Manishadharan lady. Not any. Because she is sitting. Patient like this lady, anyone cannot have. So she must be anything extraordinary. Then he went himself from apne singharsan se utar karke gaya.
From the throne he got down.
Got down and went and did pranam to that lady. Said, oh ma, mother, who are you? And what you want? I think that you have some desire, but anyhow you are not telling. And you are sitting there patiently, so patiently. It seems that you are seeking a time that everyone should go away, then you will ask. So please ask what you want. She told that, I have come, but I fear that you cannot give. He told that, I will certainly give you. Then she asked, you certainly give? Then he told that, yes, certainly I will give. She told three times, she took three times, that I will give, I will give, I will give. Then he told that, she told that, you should take sankalpa. Then he remembered that Vishnu has also told like this, and in same way she is, who are you? But she was not expressing who are she. At last, you should tell what you want. Then she did not spoke, but
indicate
by finger that I want Vishnu, he is Brahman. Then he at once knew and became so glad. and also so much sorry also, that I will have to leave Vishnu. And Lakshmi has come herself here for this purpose. So he prayed to Vishnu that Lakshmi has come and she is wanting to you, but I don't want to leave you. So please do that. You should live here also, and you should go with Lakshmi also. Then he manifested his Vaman Roop in two, and by one he always lived there, and by another he went in Vaikuntha. But Lakshmi was always fearing that he may not go anywhere, so always keeping that seat here in, so that he may not go anywhere. So his gopis are telling, Sri Niketanam, these feet are that their laps, for their laps, Sri Niketan is your feet, or Lakshmi's laps are Niketan of
your feet.
Sri Niketanam, both meanings are there. If you trace and Sri, then Sri Niketanam, Sri is Niketan of your lotus feet. And if you trace on Niketan, Sri Niketan, then it will mean that the lotus feet are Subha, always smiling, always in full Kishori, and feeling herself fortunate because of these feet. If these feet are not with a lady, then she becomes a Vidhava, and everything goes away with that feet. So gopis are telling, if your feet are Alankar of Gopi Vesh and Lakshmi, then how it will not be ours? So keep your faith as Alankar of our heart. Sri Niketanam Phana Phanartitam. Then again Krishna is telling Jasem, oh, you are doing prayer, but I cannot, because there is so much tap in your heart, it will come to my feet. Or if Krishna tells that I fear, why you fear? First he has told, but gopis has cut that argument. Now he tells, I fear your husband. They are telling that if you can put up your these lotus soft sweet foot on the heads of that Kaliya Nag, hood of Kaliya Nag, and he was biting you, cutting you in heart and everywhere in feet, but you felt no beast, no tap, nothing, and you did not fear, very boldly you came, and you danced, so lovely dance you did. So why not to our best you can keep this? I fear your husband. You did not fear from this Kali, so we know that you will not fear from our husband also. If they will do anything, you will punish them as Kali was punished. So, no fear. Te padam, that very qualified your faith, please keep on our breast. And krindi naha hishtayam. And you should cut off our hishtayam. How, if they have come to meet Krishna, So without meeting Krishna, that tap will not go. Understand tap? Heat means here so much that mood of meeting. That is tap, virahana. It will only be summit. Mane dur ho jayega, shant ho jayega. It will shant.
Satisfied. Subsided.
Subsided. It will subside only by meeting you and by doing vilas with her. Here, it is the deep meaning is that there is kam tap in Krishna. They are wanting that Krishna, her tap should be go away. And it will not be go if you are not meeting to Krishna. So, they are giving this proposal. And at last Krishna did so. And then Krishna tap went away. Then automatically gopis this mode also went away.